I came to PDS essentially to try to get this person back into my life and ended up cultivating a relationship to myself. And that I really feel like kind of has been the biggest area of growth, developing this like quote unquote like secureness and cultivating secure relationships in both, family and platonic relationships with friends, as well as romantic relationships.
Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I am so excited you're here. I am your co-host, Thais Gibson, along with our new special host, Mike DiZio. This is a podcast that discusses everything related to integrated attachment theory, the new attachment theory, along with the subconscious mind, relationships, communication, needs, boundaries, and so much more. Throughout this podcast, you'll see a series of episodes I upload with new information, educational tips all about how to thrive in relationships and really master your emotional state in your life, along with special guests hosted by Mike DiZio to discuss all of these amazing topics in some longer form content. Thank you so much for being here, and I really hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. My name is Mike, and I'm your host. I'm very excited for today's podcast. We have a guest from the Personal Development School who I actually have known for quite a while. So Jake has been on his personal development journey for a little over 3 years, much of which has been in the Personal Development School. Jake found himself going through a painful breakup, and this had him searching for answers to why he kept seeing the same patterns come up in his romantic relationships. So he made the investment into himself to start his own mental health and healing journey. Jake works as a physiotherapist, and he's recently been certified in Integrated Attachment Theory program and recently started his coaching journey. Jake loves to share his knowledge that he's learned and help others grow through their own self-discovery process and empower people with the tools to take charge of their lives. Jake hopes that those who are listening will be inspired by his story and be motivated to go deeper into learning about themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jake Jaffe. Hi, Jake. How are you doing today?
Hey, good about you, Mike. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
For sure. Really glad to have you here. So just to start off, Jake, can you just kind of briefly tell us about your background?
Yeah. Well, professionally, outside of my personal development stuff, I practice physical therapy, as you mentioned, and am still currently active, or I guess actively treating patients. I've been doing in the personal development school for about 3 years. And that opportunity, as you spoke about earlier, brought me to the IAT training, or the Integrated Attachment Theory training, as like a means of continued deep dive into the material, as well as an interest in how that may apply to some of my patients that I treat. And then as like a little bit of novelty, possibly doing some coaching on the side to get some of those novelty needs met in my career.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to kind of dig into your sort of story and what brought you to personal development school and things like that. So I was wondering, like, was there a catalyst or like a rock bottom moment situation that kind of opened you up to diving into your own personal healing journey?
Yeah. Rock bottom moment right off the bat. Mike, you're making me get a little vulnerable here.
How we
yeah, I definitely had that moment, like many others who've joined the school and find themselves after like a breakup. This was in a relationship with a FA who leaned DA. And at the time I was FA leaning AP. It was a pretty highly codependent relationship with plenty of enmeshment sprinkled on top there and some good old FA resentment that had built up over time. It was sort of funny because that ex had sort of introduced me to the idea of self-work as well as that development during the relationship. It was also the catalyst to me end up actually putting that into practice. So I always kind of find that funny.
That's super interesting.
Yeah. So I ended up started going to therapy. I was binging self-help books to try to fan the dying flame of that relationship. My therapist at the time had mentioned at the end of a session that I should get in touch with my emotions. So I was motivated. I was like, hell yeah, let's go do that. Only to get home and realize that I had no idea how to get in touch with my emotions. So I ended up going on YouTube. I literally typed in word for word, like, how do you get in touch with your emotions? Some videos came up. I started binging that. And then eventually some of Thais's videos popped up. and the like suggested column, the algorithm did its work, and I was kind of hooked after that.
Wow, that's really interesting. It's so true. Like sometimes people tell you these things like, yeah, get in touch with your emotions, or, oh, you just got to set a boundary. But like, if you don't know how to, and you've never really been taught, then it's really not as easy as just like, oh, okay, I'll just, you know, get in touch with my emotions. Yeah. So it's really cool how, you know, you got something out of the relationship, even though it was painful, even though, you know, it was hard in the end, but you said you still gained something. They showed you kind of some of the things that you're learning and have learned along the way. So I guess there's always sort of things you can take from a relationship, even if it ends off really, really bad.
Absolutely. I find, I'm sure other people can relate, that some of the most painful moments in our lives ended up being some of the biggest catalysts for change. And what ends up happening is that kind of transforms you into the person that you are. So as much as it sucks in the moment and it kind of hurts and stings, looking back, I've always been, you know, after some time, always been really thankful because that relationship is what got me to where I am now. So
that's great. That's a really great perspective there.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, you took the integrated attachment theory training. So attachment theory, you're very well versed and know about. I'm just curious, do you remember when you first sort of heard about attachment theory in the beginning?
Yeah, it was shortly thereafter I dove into the YouTube videos and kind of found Thais was my first exposure to attachment styles or any kind of conversation about that. And kind of, I guess Thais introduces this idea of developing this intentional consciousness into your life, which was very much like a polar opposite of how I had been living at the time and just kind of like mindlessly coasting through life, just bouncing off the walls of my wounds and kind of like unmet needs. And so that was kind of, for me, my first exposure to hearing about attachment theory.
Excellent. Thanks for sharing. So when you first discovered, you know, attachment styles and attachment theory, what was the hardest thing about your attachment style that was causing you the most issues? And actually, what attachment style did you figure out that you were when you first found out about attachment theory?
Yeah. Well, when I got into the school, I was fairly sure I was anxious or AP or anxious, preoccupied, however you want to look at it. I took a bunch of the AP courses. And then actually, as I sort of got out of that relationship, that anxious side, I would say, cleared up pretty quickly and very much found that the foundation for me as far as my attachment style is actually more FA. The hardest thing for me was, as far as like the FA attachment style, was the extremes that I think you both, like leaning more anxious and more avoidant. And I guess going from that place of anxiousness to the avoidance just always felt like a roller coaster. And sometimes I think it's just, I just felt like I was completely insane. You know, it's like, how is it that you can so crave this proximity and closeness to someone, and then later that day you're like, I could never see this. I'd be okay if I never saw this person again. You know, and it just feels like this just such like polar opposite ends of the spectrum that I think for me was really hard to understand, like being in the experience. And I found it, yeah, really overwhelming. And to have found PDS, I think really, or the personal development school, I guess I should say, it really helped me to, I guess it's more so saved me from that chaos and kind of brought some sense of calm for me.
That's amazing. That's great to hear. So what would you say is one of your biggest areas of growth through healing your attachment style?
Well, I would say it was a journey, and I think the intention was different things at different times. And I think initially I was really looking to heal my relationship with my ex. And I think that's where maybe some others who have come into the school or are coming into the school can relate to feeling like, hey, how is it that I say like really save this relationship? And what is it that I can do to get this person back? And where my journey went and what I think is a really beautiful thing that comes out of PDS and something that I've you know, having been in the school for quite some time, I've been able to see is this transition of, you know, seeing people come in, they go to the webinars and they go to the different coaching or training sessions, and they talk about, you know, they ask these questions about how do I get my person back and how do I get my DA back or FA or whatever. It's not very often a DA asking how they get their AP back, but you see these like externally focused questions. And what happens is as they get more and more of the material and as they do the work and the reprogramming and meeting their own needs, you notice that these questions slowly transition into, well, how is it that I heal myself? How is it, you know, this wound came up and how is it that I address that? And it's less about the external experience and more about healing the internal environment and creating a relationship to themselves that I think is just a really, really beautiful transition and experience. And so I would say mine transitioned very similarly in the fact that, you know, I came to PDS essentially to try to get this person back into my life and ended up cultivating a relationship to myself. And that I really feel like kind of has been the biggest area of growth and developing this like quote unquote like secureness and cultivating secure relationships in both, you know, family and platonic relationships with friends as well as romantic relationships. So
that's amazing. And I love that. And I've seen that, you know, many times where people come into the school, like you said, maybe due to a breakup, really painful. Yeah. Maybe they want tips and tools on sort of how to win their ex back. But then they start to slowly realize that, you know what, when I work on myself, I'm going to be healing wounds that, you know, have been causing me problems my whole life, probably in all my past relationships. When you heal those wounds, then you're going to be attracting a lot more secure relationships, you know, friendships. You're going to be speaking up more. You're going to be asking for your needs to be met. You're going to be setting boundaries. You're basically learning to do the things that, you know, you need to do to have a healthy relationship. And yes, winning your ex back can be nice and can kind of feel good for a while. But really, if you haven't changed anything internally and your ex partner hasn't changed anything internally, probably very quickly after, it's going to be the same reasons, you know, the same issues are going to come up and probably won't last. But it is really beautiful how people come in the school and they get to work on themselves and sort of see the results of how things change around them. Really hard to control things outside of you, but you can control sort of yourself. So that's sort of the most power you can have there. So that's empowering.
Definitely.
Yeah. So you kind of touched on it, but like, how has attachment theory and healing your attachment style change your relationship specifically, like with your family, with your friends, romantic relationships? Can you touch on any specific relationship changes that you've noticed over the last 3 years?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like it's hard to say. I don't know. I feel like it changed everything. And maybe that's a little cliche, but you know, like specifically my ability to speak up for myself, my ability to set boundaries, asking for my needs in relationship and feeling like, excuse me, like I can take up enough space to even be in a relationship with somebody, you know, meeting my own needs, resolving conflict, recognizing what other wounds are coming up in somebody else and being able to have a conversation about, you know, hey, I see this coming up. You know, how is it that you and I can work together to kind of resolve these things? So even just having like the language to communicate what is coming up, because that's definitely not something I had in the past or even would have ever brought up. You know, I think in the past it would have just been like, hey, how do I like shove this down deeper and never touch it in a relationship? So to kind of have that capacity to speak up for myself and hold space for my partner, it's hard to say it has touched like just one thing. It's really been kind of everything.
That's so great to hear. That's inspiring. And I know, would you say like before, I know my sort of second highest percentage before was FA. So I have some FA tendencies and triggers and whatnot, but I felt not empowered to speak up for my needs. I didn't feel I knew how to set boundaries. Yeah. So I would internalize anything. And if someone was doing something that wasn't, you know, good for me, what I would do is just kind of cut them off and push them out of my life. And they were probably very confused. But for me, I was like, well, I'm not going to let, you know, somebody treat me like that. But really, I never spoke up and I never really gave them a chance to sort of change the behavior, or at least, you know, maybe they didn't recognize that they were triggering me, or maybe saying something that was bothering me. So there's something about learning those skills. So then you can kind of stay in the fire and at least try to work on whatever is going on before you just give up on it.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah.
Would you say that was your experience sometimes? Would you sometimes cut people out because you didn't know how to communicate what you needed?
I think what ended up happening for me is, like, I think my fear of, like, rejection and abandonment was probably a bit higher. Okay. And so I was always concerned, like, I think that's where I probably leaned a little more anxious, in terms of, like, I always wanted to try to make it work, like, however I could. And if that meant, like, I put my own needs kind of second, then that's, like, that was what was happening. And then eventually what would go on is, like, that would build up over time. And then I'm, you know, some little thing would happen. And then I'd, you know, I'm not much of a yeller and I never have been, but that's where I would, like, push people away, is like, once it got to this point of, like, I'm just, like, so sick and tired of, like, you know, essentially not speaking up for my needs, you know, not having the awareness to say any or recognize that. But then now it's like, now I need space from this person.
Right. Right. And then you'd kind of blow up. Is that what you're?
Yeah. Like, I would never blow up at the person.
Okay.
But it would be, you know, maybe some, like, passive aggression, or, like, trying to communicate what's going on without having the tools to communicate what was going on.
For sure. Definitely. You know? Yeah. Interesting. So yeah, definitely it was my avoidance side that would cut people out.
Yeah, like, no, we're done.
Yeah. We're done here.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
So as far as the personal development school goes, like, how did you hear about it, first of all, and what prompted you to join after you heard about it?
Yeah, as we kind of discussed, I heard about it through some of the YouTube, well, through Tyus's YouTube channel. And as soon as I found it, I just kind of started binge watching all of Tyus's videos, just because at some point you kind of recognize, like, holy crap, like, this person finally is describing my experience. Like, they get me, you know? And to feel that seen, I think, is what leads a lot of people to fall in love with this material. And so, you know, this was like 2019, I think, or so. And so kind of, like, discovered Thais and personal development school through the videos. And then I kept hearing Thais talk about, like, oh, there's this school that I, like, and honestly, I completely thought it was, like, a scam. I was like, there's no way this is, like, going to be anything great, blah, blah, blah. And I put it off, but I, like, kept listening to her videos, and, like, I kept hearing her mention it at the end of the videos. And it kind of got to this point where, you know, that relationship had totally ended. And I was just like, all right, I'm committing to this, like, personal development, self-growth, like, however you want to describe it, this journey. And, like, I'm going to take this step of joining the school as kind of, like, my first investment into myself. And so that was kind of my prompt of, like, all right, I'll give it a shot. You don't have to love it. You know, I think I did, like, a 3-month membership or something at first, and was like, it's only 3 months. You know, if you don't like it, who cares? But at least, you know, take that step for you. And so that's kind of how I joined.
That's great. You mentioned, you know, watching the YouTube videos and her explanation of things really resonated with you. Previous to that, did you think, like, geez, I got problems and I feel like nobody can really point to what's going on here? Like, did you feel like you were sort of suffering alone and that you didn't really know the path out of it, or you didn't know sort of anybody else who was going through the same type of thing?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, I think feeling alone in it was, like, a very accurate way to describe it. Because, like, I would go to my friends and talk to my friends, and they could sort of, like, give me bits and pieces, but it was always from, like, their experience. So it never totally, like, although some of the advice was like, oh yeah, okay, that, like, I see that, or I get that, there was always, I guess, like, something missing. And the therapist I had at the time wasn't, like, a super great fit. And I just realized, like, I didn't feel like I was getting anywhere. You know, I felt like I was talking about it, which is helpful, but I wasn't making any progress. I wasn't moving forward. I wasn't like, nothing felt any better. You know, it was just like, I'm just in this crap, to avoid an expletive. And I just like felt like crap all the time. And I was like, I hate this feeling. Like, how do I get out of it? Like my therapist isn't helping, you know, my friends aren't helping. Like I don't have any tools to do this. So yeah, it felt very stuck in it.
Yeah. Wow. I'm so glad you found personal development school.
Yeah, me too, man.
That's super cool.
I just want to jump in here and let you know that we are doing a 14-day free trial, which means you get access to the personal development school and everything we have going on the other side for free for 14 days. That means you get access to the 4 live webinars I do every single week. You can come in, you can ask me questions with your camera on, we can chat. You can leave your camera off if you prefer, or type your questions in the chat. There's lots of opportunity to get your questions answered. And on top of that, you get access to all of our different courses. We have over 55 different courses on relationships, communication, boundaries, emotional mastery, guilt and shame, learning your needs, so many different facets that are really important to master our lives and feel really good about our lives going forward. And last but not least, there's also community elements in there. So there's a daily community event, whether it's practicing communication or doing a guided morning routine or a guided reprogramming exercise. We have trained facilitators and coaches who are in there doing that work, showing up to support you on your journey every single day. So I would love to see you on the other side. There's lots of exciting stuff in there. And we have had a 99.7% NPS score, which means we have literally that many people who report being really successful at PDS and wanting to recommend this to others. And it was all done anonymously. So I felt really honored that everybody shared that. So thank you to those of you who did. But yeah, please join me on the other side. Come check it out. See if it's a fit for you. I'd love to see you there.
You know, in the school, there's a lot of tools and exercises that we teach. You took the integrated attachment theory program. You probably learned a lot of tools within there. What tool can you kind of point to that you found to be sort of the most helpful or the most impactful, if you want to let our viewers know that?
Yeah, I think the most eye-opening one for me, was the like auto-suggestion or the thought reprogramming. And Tyus always talks about how we have all these unconscious thoughts that are running all the time. And I had a lot of, I would say, it felt like I had a lot of those. And calling those into my conscious awareness and then being able to take the time to, you know, change that script or that narrative for me was really helpful. And I feel like it was kind of a big step for me in the sense of, like, I felt like, you know, earlier I talked about like feeling really stuck and like I wasn't getting anywhere. Right. And just like that little thing, or what felt like a little thing, felt like it just kind of catapulted me into this like, oh, like I can, there's something I can do, you know? Right. And so that for me, I mean, there's lots and lots of tools, but personally for me, when on my journey, that was what I felt or found really, really helpful.
That's excellent. And you're going to get to show that to lots of people with your coaching. So that's great.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
So just to change gears a bit, I'm just going to ask a few questions. We like to know sort of what people are doing on a daily basis, kind of regular type things. You know, we can get lost in trying to heal this whole big, you know, childhood trauma and attachment trauma and all that kind of stuff. But I think it's really important to know what people are sort of doing on a micro level as well. Yeah. So, you know, we hear a lot about self-care. So I was wondering, what does self-care look like for Jake?
Yeah, it's a mix. It, for me, often entails, I really enjoy journaling. I find it super helpful to get kind of my thoughts out of my head. Sure. I go to the gym pretty regularly, and that kind of acts as like a form of meditation and a means of like reducing stress for me. And similarly to that note, I really love hiking. Like there's something about being outside and in nature, just like something about putting my body like physically on autopilot, doing something hard. So like my body's just like, all right, like go do that. And then I have like some time to kind of sit with my thoughts. And again, similar to the, like going to the gym, as it just feels like really, really meditative for me. And I can just like dive really deep. And then something new that I actually just incorporated or have been incorporating is sensory deprivation tanks.
Right.
And that's been really fun and kind of like a different way of getting into meditation. And I do or have meditated, but I've always had trouble. I don't know, I feel like getting much out of it. And this is like, literally you're like, it's pitch black. You can't hear anything. You can't feel anything. You can't see any, you know, it's just like a very forced, deep meditation. And I'll feel calm for like a week after I do that.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
How long are you in the tank for?
The place that I go to, it's 90 minutes. So like an hour and a half.
Wow, that's really great. So I imagine after a while, you just kind of feel like a floating consciousness. Like you don't feel your body. Like you said, you don't hear anything. You just literally feel like you're just being.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Like there's times where I'll experience that, like so obviously like you're stationary, but you'll feel like your whole body is rotating.
Really?
Yeah, I felt that, like, you know, you're laying on your back because you can't breathe water. And I felt like I've been like I'm standing up, but like obviously I'm still laying down. So a lot of like really interesting, unique experiences and sensations. And just a great way to have like some mental digestion time, I guess.
Yeah, unreal. Those are great self-care rituals.
Yeah.
Speaking of rituals, is there any like non-negotiable rituals that you like kind of have to do every day to like keep you in a good place, keep you grounded?
I know Thais would say you should have something every day. I don't do a great job of like doing things every day. My life's a little chaotic. I guess that's an excuse, but no, I would say there's something that I end up doing every day. So I would say I try to journal every day. It doesn't always happen, but if I'm not journaling, then I'm going to be at the gym or like hiking or, you know, doing a, you know, sensory deprivation tank, or there's always, I find some form of like self-care in my day. So
yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay. And just for the viewers and listeners out there, like, can you share a tip, a tool, strategy, just something with our audience that might help people live a more fulfilling life?
Yeah. Well, I think the best tip that I can share while you're on your, I like to use the word journey, but is the capacity to be kind and gentle with yourself while you go through this personal development journey. There's times that it feels like you're going to be moving backwards. There's times that you're going to feel like you haven't moved at all. It's, you know, a little bit of a cliche, but it's not a linear path. Everyone has their slips, their missteps, definitely myself included, but they aren't signs that you're not progressing or moving forward. They're literally just reminders that there's some work to do and you can complete it at your own pace. Everybody's on their own journey, so don't compare yourself to other people. But yeah, I guess a big thing is be kind and gentle with yourself.
Definitely. That's huge. And comparison, like you said, what's the quote, comparison's the thief of joy.
Yeah.
It's so true, because, you know, social media and all that kind of stuff, it's very easy to compare yourself, but, you know, you're seeing people's highlights and best moments.
Yeah.
But I love the part about being gentle. What's that, Jake? Sorry.
No, I was just saying, like, even within the school, right? We're around a lot of other people who are going through and learning a lot of the same stuff, but, you know, I'm a slow learner, right? So it's like, you know, when I join the school, I see all these people who join the school, and I'm competitive, which can bite me in the butt sometimes. But like, you're on your journey, they're on their journey. They may pick some things up a little quicker than you, or, you know, they are coming in with, you know, some different tools, or maybe they've done some of their own reading that kind of integrates with this stuff a little differently. So yeah, be kind.
So Jake, as a fearful avoidant, you know, who's done a lot of work on healing your attachment style, I was wondering, like, if there's somebody who's maybe just learned their fearful avoidant or just starting to understand their attachment style, might feel a little scared, intimidated to do the healing work, can you kind of give insight into what things are like sort of 3 years later, what they might have to look forward to if they dive into the healing journey?
Yeah. So I can say life isn't the roller coaster that it used to be. As you do the work, you'll notice those peaks and valleys smooth out. It becomes less of like a vertical drop or rise. And that kind of smooths more out into like a rolling hills, if that makes any sense. I can understand the fear of jumping in and starting to do the work. And it feels like a big process, a lot of unknowns. Will it even work? aren't I too broken, right? All these big, scary beliefs that come up when we look at change or doing something we haven't done before. And nothing is more important than you are to yourself or your relationship to yourself. And learning about yourself and gaining the tools to understand your wounds and your needs, how you cope, and your emotions. So I won't tell you that it's going to be easy, but I will tell you that it's going to be by far the most rewarding thing that you've ever done.
That's really beautiful. I really like that. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Okay. So Jake, just wondering like what services you're offering these days. Is it one-on-one coaching or what are you offering these days that we can let the viewers know about?
Yeah. So I'm going to be doing some coaching inside of PDS. So you can find me in the school if that's something that interests you. I'll also be doing some Q&A webinars coming up, and they should have those days up on the schedule if you go and look in there. And as far as like personal development stuff within the school, I think that's about it. Yeah.
No, that's great. So for anyone who's not in PDS, if you really want to see Jake a little more, come join the personal development school. He's going to be around a lot. And then lastly, how can people get in touch with you? If somebody, let's say, did want to reach out to you and do one-on-one personal coaching, can they reach out to you, or do you have like social media that you...
Yeah, they can do social media. My name is Jake Jaffe. You can look me up on Facebook. It's exactly that, Jaffe spelled J-A-F-F-E. Or on Instagram, it's jake.jaffe.1.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll put those in the show notes as well if anybody wants to give Jake a little like or a subscription there for the Instagram or Facebook. Well, that was really great, Jake. Like, literally, thank you so much for sharing your experience and what you've been through and sort of your journey and what that's looked like. Really appreciate the time that you took to let our viewers know. And I hope we see you again. Maybe we'll do this again at some point in the future. And I had a great time. I hope you did too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a pleasure chatting with you, Mike.
Okay, Jake. Have a good one.